We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Tomorrow marks the 30th anniversary of Miracle on Ice, Ike. 30 years ago, or excuse me, 40th. What am I talking about? It was 1980. You're right. Thank you, Bill Matz. 40th anniversary. Would you have liked to have seen it with your own eyes?
What's that?
Miracle on Ice. 40 years tomorrow is the anniversary of it.
Yeah, I don't really care about the Miracle on Ice.
You said that last week or something.
I know. I ruffled a lot of feathers when I said that.
But you mean it.
Yeah, it was 1980. I was young. It didn't really have an impact on me. I didn't watch it.
So my first
Olympics were 84.
So if you could,
Summer Olympics.
But if 84. you could go back in time and age isn't a
right.
What would you want to see?
I could go back in time.
And I would say one of the Ali Frazier fights, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it doesn't even have to be during your lifetime. But seeing we couldn't possibly realize it was bigger than sports. Ali Frazier was so much bigger than just a boxing match.
Yeah.
It was. They had to go to different countries to do it, whether mm-hmm. it's a Rumble, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. The Thrill in Manila?
Thrill in Manila, the Rumble in the Jungle. I mean, it really was
that was George Foreman.
So it was Thrill in Manila was
Frazier.
Frazier and
Rumble in the Jungle was George.
George and
they also fought in New York.
And that was the second one?
Ali and Frazier fought in New York.
In Frazier.
Yeah.
That's what I would want to see is one of those old ones there.
It was three of them, right? Yeah, it was three. Ali Frazier was three.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, man, you got to give me a little time. That's.
Well, I got another one.
It's a loaded question.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
I got another one, and it has a little bit of a local flavor. The Christian Laettner shot, which was here.
Ooh, that would have been a good one to be at.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I remember watching that night, Saturday night. Yeah.
That's a great one right there.
I remember watching that.
And if you wanted to keep it
Kentucky
local.
With Mashburn.
Mash, yep.
Yeah, whole house was going for Kentucky that night. Because everybody hated Duke.
Yeah, who's rooting for Bobby Hurley and Grant Hill, Thomas Hill crying?
Well, man, that was a great game, though.
Yep.
Man.
Jack, what do you got, man? What would you say?
For me, I think the best game in Philly's history and a game that I wish I was alive for would have been Game 5 in 1980 between the Astros and the Phillies, where it was – Game 5 was the Game 7 at that point.
Of the NLCS, right.
Yeah, Game 5 was Game 7 at that point for the NLCS. I mean, they're down 5-2 in the heading into the eighth inning and then scored five runs. The Astros still came back. I mean, many call it the greatest game in baseball history. I just would love to have just felt that because playoff baseball is a different animal.
Yeah, I tell you, man, when I'm feeling all these other events, but it's one guy I think over the last 20 years that has, or 20 plus years, honestly, he's been a little bit forgotten now. Some of his lust has sort of worn off because of some of the stuff off the golf course. Tiger Woods, man.
Tiger
was going through that run, take me to his first Masters victory when he blew everybody away in 97. Take me to any one of those four straight majors he won in 2000 when he won the Tiger Slam, right? Like, when Tiger Woods had it rolling, I would have loved to be able to walk a Sunday afternoon with Tiger at Augusta when he was getting ready to win the Masters.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
40th year anniversary of Miracle on Ice. What event would you wish that you could have seen? Could be in your lifetime, could be when you were a little kid, could have been 5 years ago. You can go local, you can go national. You can go both. I'll tell you what. I wish I could go back to the start of the Phillies run. To 2007 in August, September, when the Mets were falling apart.
Yeah.
Where you realized the baseball was back and you had something special that was here. What was the game on Sunday afternoon against the Mets where there was a rain delay and it was like pouring cats and dogs forever. Mm-hmm. And for like an hour, and then finally they came back out and they won. Like that would be like, and obviously people would want to see the Super Bowl and the World Series and things like that. 888-729-9494. Mark Sunrise, live at Chickies. 888-729-9494. Because it's Wilder and Fury. Dante Wilder and Tyson Fury this weekend. I know you've been talking about it, Ike.
Oh, yeah, good heavyweight fight. Good heavyweight fight. Can't wait to see it tomorrow. It's been a while since I've been excited for a heavyweight fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last one? I can't even remember. To the phones,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, it had to involve Tyson, I would imagine.
Jack
Tyson, Mike Tyson, that is, not Tyson Fury.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah, heavyweight fight? Yeah, when's the last time there's been good heavyweights?
Jack,
two of them.
Jack goes game five of the 80 NLCS against the Astros.
Yeah.
That's on Jack Fritz's brand for
I'm
sure.
I'm not surprised, yeah.
May say it's the best baseball game of all time. I'd like to see it.
You couldn't have said anything less exciting of anything that you answered.
Oh, you didn't like a World Series thing?
It's the worst answer that I could have imagined that you would say.
Well, if I could experience one team, I would love to have experienced the 93 Phillies.
All right, that's interesting.
Yeah, I never experienced that team.
888-729-9494. To the phones, Jeff in Pottstown. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
What up, Jeff?
I'm good. We have the two most millennial players in the NBA right now.
Well,
we might.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Anytime one of these guys is out, the other guy has to prove a point. It's getting ridiculous. They can't play together, but every time one of them's out, they play great.
How about that? I didn't even think about that, Jeff.
There's a different motor when Ben's
yeah.
when Joel's
Joel
out.
Joel knows
yeah.
he's getting yeah, the 30, ball last
38
night.
From Embiid last night. I mean, give me a break. They went on that run when Embiid was out earlier in the year and Simmons was playing great.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Yeah, they did.
I got a quick question for you, Ike.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
With the current CBA, do you get health care?
Me personally?
Yeah, as a former player.
No.
And is that something they're fighting for?
No, I don't think so. I think they're fighting what they should be fighting for better health benefits for themselves and players moving forward.
So when your career wrapped up, explain what
well, I'm not a part of the CBA anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you played, it wasn't you got healthcare for a certain amount of time after you retired, and then from there it.
Yeah, I mean I'm good. I just think with players now, if they're going to add an extra game, these are things that they need to make sure they make important to them. And not just think about the here and now. You know, think about life after football. Think about down the road from now and making sure some of these things that you're trying to get out of this new CBA are things that are going to help you have a better quality of life. You know, some of these quarterbacks, they may not need the help. But the offensive lineman, the defensive lineman, the linebacker whose body is beat up and doesn't make as much money because this game is slowly moving towards only paying certain positions. Everybody else is going to be making whatever league minimum it is for that year player. It's moving slowly towards only paying quarterbacks, left tackles, defensive ends, corners. You're going to have to be an all-pro or Pro Bowl caliber player at the other positions in order to make real money going forward. If a quarterback is making $35 to $40 million, think about that. 5 years ago, that's like three people's salaries right there. And that's three Pro Bowl caliber players' salary.
No, you're right.
$40 million a year.
And you're going to see Pro Bowl caliber running backs that aren't 30 years old that
right.
are making $4 or $5 million a year because the NFL says, well, we don't really value
Melvin
you.
Melvin Gordon's about to find out this year.
He is. You're right.
Yeah.
He is. He's a Pro Bowl player. And
well, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to find out where the value of his position is compared to a mediocre quarterback, which is probably going to get paid $20 million a year because he's a quarterback.
Yep.
Right?
That's the other bad part about football. In the other sports, no one gets paid by their position.
No.
They get paid by the status of the player that they are.
Yes.
Right? Only in football is everything slotted. Right? That's why it's a great league for the owners.
It is. Let's go to Mark in Hamilton, New Jersey. Mark, what do you wish that you saw? Sports event.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
What's up, Mark?
I think it's just kind of going a little bit against the grain. The obvious answers would be the World Series, Super Bowl. But my guess would be, if I had to go back in time, I would love to see that Cubs-Phillies game from the late 70s where the final score was like 23-22. I think Schmidt and Kingman each had like three home runs in that game.
So the Phillies game where Mike Schmidt had four home runs, it was in Chicago. It was a final score of 18-16.
That sounds like a good game right there.
The wind was blowing out.
I would imagine it was.
Because I took Wrigley, the under that day.
Wrigley, Mark, Wrigley isn't necessarily a hitter's park unless the ball's blowing out, right? It very much can be a pitcher's park. It just depends what's going on with the winds. Wind. Mike Schmidt was 5-for-6 with 4 home runs and 8 RBI that day. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Appreciate it. Yeah, so let's see. Larry Boa went 3-for-6 that day.
LB.
Yep, that was with 1978.
Boy,
I
LB
guess.
Out here talking about beaning players and.
Isn't he great?
He is great because it's like.
Well, he said there's a lot of room between.
Yeah, between him and LA, like they are still in the players' mind, like they are still players. Yeah, he's like there's a lot of room between the chest and the knees.
So Ange asked him earlier in the week, asked him about does he think that they'll be hit or whatever, and he said that he would throw at them and that there's a lot of room. And he said, he's not saying to throw at their head because right. You could kill somebody, but he said there's a lot of room, I think, between the knees and the ribs.
Right.
Which is, yeah, like because L.A. talks about bow ties. The bow ties up by the neck.
Oh, yeah. Old school guys, man. Old school.
Here's a good one. Dan in Bethlehem. Dan, what's the event you wish you saw?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey guys, great! Hey, I just want to say, Ike, I love you, man. You're doing a great job. Both you guys do.
Oh, thank
hey,
you.
The thing I would love to see. I was a big Mike Schmidt fan growing up, and I would love to see when he when he passed, and I can't remember unfortunately who he passed with the home run record. That time when he hit.
When he hit his 500th, you're saying?
Yeah, and yeah, that would have been awesome. Yeah,
and that was in Three River Stadium, and I believe it was off of Don Robinson. Jack, can you quickly find that call? Well, we appreciate it. It's a good one. Yeah, I mean, as a kid that grew up with the Phillies being terrible, you know, it's 83, I remember, but I was still young, and that was a bunch of old players, and they were done. Then they brought in Lance Parrish as their big free agents on, he sucked, right? And then the Phillies were terrible for a long time. And then, you know, Mike Schmidt was the star in town. Lefty was old. He was already out of here. Do you have it, Jack? All right, well, let's get to that in a second. Jake in Huntington Valley. Jake, how are you?
Hey, guys, happy Friday. Doing great. How about you?
What's up, brother? Excellent. Thank
What's
you.
Up, Jake?
It's off of Bob Patterson, too. Not Don Robinson. Go ahead.
I was really excited to hear you guys talking about the boxing match this weekend. I'm 35 years old, but I'm a pretty big boxing fan. I would have loved to seen Muhammad Ali compete against anybody at any time, anywhere. So that'd be my event in the past, for sure. I mean, just a tremendous athlete, tremendous person. I think every athlete today owes so much to him for what he did as a personality and speaking out and stuff like that. I think the fight this weekend will be tremendous. The first Wilder Fury fight was awesome. I encourage people to go watch the highlights.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, you got a boxer and you got a puncher, and I think this weekend is going to be a great fight, and I think it's setting up for one of the next great trilogies of, you know, boxing history. Both
Jake,
guys.
Jake, I watched the first fight 3 times this week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
FS1
highlights.
Yeah, FS1 has shown the fight every at some point every day this week. They're trying to promote, obviously, the game fight coming up tomorrow. every time you watch it, man, you're looking at both of these guys, and you're like, dude, this is what heavyweight boxing is supposed to look like. Two giants in the ring, and neither one of them is running from the other. They are standing in front of each other, throwing punches, man. Yeah, I'm gonna lay the money down for this one tomorrow. I don't even know who I'm going with.
Who do you got, Jake?
Yeah.
I don't even know who I'm going with tomorrow.
I like it. I think it's going to go down to a decision, and I think Wilder will get the decision. I think it'll be close. And both guys have a great story. I think they're really good for the sport, and I really appreciate you guys talking about it. I'm pretty pumped up about it. I know it's not popular, but you know.
Well, actually, you know what though? You know what though, Jake? I'll say this. This is the first fight.
Oh, believe me, there's a lot of fight parties going on tomorrow night.
There is.
No,
you're right.
Oh yeah.
Because the biggest fight was, I mean, I guess it's Pacquiao and Mayweather, and then
yeah.
You had the McGregor stuff,
which was just terrible.
Yeah, they were actual sideshows. This
yes.
is legitimate.
Yes.
This is a 90s boxing match. This is an 80s boxing
oh,
match.
Oh, yeah. Big boys, they'll get in there. They'll get in there and rumble.
So
I don't know if Deontay Wilder can win a decision.
It's a pick'em.
Yeah, I don't know if he can win a decision. He may have to knock him out.
Right now, I'm looking at it. It's minus 110 for either fight, so
yeah.
it's even. What do you like?
I mean, I got to go with the bomb squad, but.
Well, that's what you kind of want to see, right?
Well, here's the thing. Tyson Fury took two shots. No, he took four shots. He got knocked down twice in that fight. Anybody else, they'd have been knocked out both times. This dude got up both times. Even in the 12th round, he got up after being knocked out.
Yeah,
he got up, finished the fight. So, I tell you, Wilder gets wild with his punches, too. See, I think Tyson Fury, you look back at that first fight, he's saying to himself, when this dude starts swinging wild with those long arms, I got to be ready to catch him in the middle of that swing. And that's why I think Wilder could be in trouble. He's looking for the knockout. And when you're looking for the knockout, a boxer can beat you.
Can knock you out.
And Tyson Fury is the better, like, technical fighter.
Sure.
He's the better technical
fighter. I'm really glad we're talking about this.
Shut up, Jack.
It's really – yeah, see, millennials probably don't care about this. But guys that remember boxing when it was good – See, Jack, you don't know about boxing.
Nor does
parties.
He care.
Yeah, this poor guy was just telling me about this boxing match on the line, and I never even heard of him.
This poor guy. No, but you don't remember about the boxing parties
being
that they used to have.
Yes.
I mean, I in the 90s, it was like there was
a fight party.
Yeah, I mean, it's just pay per view after pay per view.
Yeah,
and you had legitimate. It was a legitimate heavyweight division.
Yep.
It was like that 70s, 80s, 90s, and it's been dead for so long.
Now, tomorrow's a good one.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. We're broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake studios. We're live at Chiggy's and Pete's in South Philadelphia.
I'm not going to even be cheap. I'm going to pay for this one myself.
Well,
I normally show up to somebody's house. Like, who getting the fight?
ESPN Plus is offering it in some capacity.
Yeah.
I don't know how
Well, you got to pay for it, though.
Yeah, but I don't think it's – is it not the same price as the pay-per-view, maybe?
Probably because it's on a tablet.
Or, but see, on my TVs, I have ESPN Plus.
Oh, okay.
So I can I don't even use a cable box on the TVs that I bought for
my
basement.
Smart TV, yeah.
Yeah. You go right to the app and you just bang it like that.
The last fight I paid for was Mayweather Pacquiao. I'm never paying for anything again.
That was $100. Yeah, I didn't pay for that.
Yeah, but you should have sniffed out that was a bad value.
Well, I don't know anything about boxing.
Because you had a guy that was cooked, and you had Mayweather, who's the best technical boxer maybe of all time. You know what I mean? All right, so, Ike, we still are looking to get rid of that guy, and we're looking for the best get rid of that guy. Jack, would you say that Big Poppy is our leader in the clubhouse right now?
Yeah, coming out yesterday, taking the MLB's side in the Houston Astros scandal, yeah.
All right.
And Big Poppy's a total fraud.
Benjamin in Downingtown wants to get rid of somebody. Get rid of that guy, Benjamin. What's up? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Happy Friday. Countdown to Livation time.
What's up, man?
All right. What's going on, gentlemen? So, my dude I want to get rid of, not because of the main reason, but because of a side reason. So, if you bring 157 pounds of weed over the border, right, and you try to blame the Uber driver and ask him to take the fall, my man, you got problems, yo. Like,
get rid of that guy.
Get rid of that guy.
Did he think the Uber driver was going to say, sure? Right? Like, what Uber driver is going to say, I'll take the rap for 157
pounds
of weed?
Yeah, he said he was going to pay him. Like, nah, there ain't enough you can pay me to go to jail for that long for your stupidity, bro. Like, it's not going down.
All like, right.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out, Benjamin. What the hell is he going to do with 157 pounds of weed? How long does it take you to get that, to unload that?
He's going to sell it.
Yeah, to who?
It depends on your connect. You can probably get rid of that in a couple weeks. I mean, you ain't breaking it down to nickels and dimes. You're going to offload that in
zone. I'm sure he already Benjamin, had somebody waiting
hey,
for
Benjamin,
it.
I'm breaking down every brick to nickels and dimes, man.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm breaking down every one of those nickels and dimes, man.
Greg Robinson, get rid of that guy, Ike.
Yeah, in all seriousness, man, he might have been nominated for all type of Donkey of the Week, Weasel of the Week. Get rid of that guy.
We use him for probably, good idea, bad idea.
Yeah, yeah, he probably was nominated all week.
He was.
My goodness.
Here's another guy I
couldn't
even
believe that when I saw it. I couldn't believe it.
My official vote went to Joel Embiid. Get rid of that guy for his behavior after the game last night. I got another one for you. Roy Williams. Can you cue this up, Jack?
What did Coach Roy do?
Roy Williams is about to finish with his first ever losing season. 32 years as a head coach, and this year is going to be the year. His Tar Heels are 10-16. And 3-12 in the ACC.
Man.
So at the press conference after losing to Notre Dame, and I think that was their fifth or sixth straight loss, He's so mad he's dropping the F-bomb. Roy Williams, listen.
You got two choices. You can compete your butt off, or you can get up in the fetal position and curl up and start crying. I'm not going to freaking do that. We're going to I apologize to everybody. We're going to freaking compete. And that's what we're going to do. We play Saturday. You can feel sorry for yourself, and you feel sorry for yourself, and you're going to do that the rest of your freaking life. And I apologize. I usually don't. I don't know what I'm doing right now. That way I'm cursing. But
that's
enough. Feel sorry for yourself.
Get rid of that guy, Roy Williams.
We getting rid of Coach Roy?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He's a stone cold phony. He's a king size fraud, Roy Williams. Get him out of here.
King size fraud.
Oh my God.
That's an accusation.
King size fraud.
Can I
terrible coach.
Can I throw one more into
terrible
the mix?
Terrible coach.
Yes.
No, he's not a terrible coach.
He's an overrated coach. That's a fact.
He's totally overrated. No, he's not.
Can I throw one more in the mix?
Yes.
What does this team need to do on offense to get something going here?
We need to change the whole entire game plan at halftime.
What do you need to change about the game plan? What are you frustrated about?
There's just a lot going on right out now. It's embarrassing for us here as an offense, so a lot of things we want to fix and correct.
That's the winner.
Thanks.
Wow.
Matt McGoin's the winner. And yeah. You're not eligible, Jack.
Get rid of that guy. Yeah. Yeah, he's another one that could have fit a lot of different categories this week.
Weasel.
Yes.
Rat. Hate him.
Oh, my God.
All right. Owen and Glassboro, fresh from the big blue beard that he had at the game last night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Owen, how are you?
Blue beard.
What's up, Papa Smurf?
Clap your hands, everybody.
You should have said it was so cute, Ike, because he was there with his beautiful daughter, which is great. You're a great father. But he's also hashtagging Philly Unite and all the other millennial child things that you do.
Yeah, let me tell you something. My daughter looked at me and she was like, why is everybody so quiet? I'm like, it's 20-4 and nobody cares. It's hard to yell defense when they can't score a bucket. She's like, well, when are they going to care? I'm like, well, if we start losing or as soon as we win. And we were down 20, and everybody was booing, and my dog was like, oh, my God, Dad, it's crazy. So hostile. And then it turned into the comeback, and everybody got excited. Then he hit the free throws. He went to overtime and the defense. It was a great roller coaster of emotions.
You saw a great game.
He had a great time.
Yeah, you guys saw a great
game. Yeah, and she got to stay up till 12. She was happy. So that was a great day. It was a great night. I don't even want to discuss the fact that it's the Nets. I'm just happy that we won, and it was a good game. So my fight is something that I've heard lore about that I would just want to see. Chuck Norris talks about how he fought Bruce Lee and Bruce Lee whooped his butt. And I just want to see it. There's no videotape of that kind of stuff going on. Like, we know that Bruce Lee was, like, one of the baddest men on the planet. You know what I mean? Like, we see video of movies
answer,
and stuff
Owen.
Like that. But I'm just trying to see Bruce Lee really whoop up on somebody for real. Like, I need to see it. Like, Chuck Norris talked about Bruce Lee dismantled him. And I need to see that.
It's a great answer. It really is. Because all I had was Masterpiece Theater. Oh. That's the only thing I know from Bruce Lee. You know what I mean?
Super serious. And about the fight?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
The fight's 50-50. And I'm just trying to figure out, Marks, what time are we going over to Ike's? Because Ike said he's behind it this time. I haven't bought a fight since that little black box. Ike, remember the little black box that was preloaded? You know what I mean? We had all the fights for free. You know what I'm saying? We was balling back in the day.
Well, let's go over for dinner so we get dinner, and then we'll hang out all night.
Let's do it, Marks. We're going to show up. Ike, don't lock the door to play. We're going to be out of the yard honking the horn.
Hey,
brother.
Lights
we're
out and everything. I won't have the lights on anything.
And listen, Owen.
I won't even be at home.
I showed Ike the picture of you last night at the game.
I just followed you on Instagram, too.
I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, don't make me unfollow you.
Man, I'm normal. He'll tell you. But I ain't going to be normal until tomorrow. We showing up. You paying for the game. You paying for the fight? We coming for real, bro. I'm not joking, Mark. We showing up. You know what I mean?
You're talking about your normal. You're talking about your normal, and this—I don't think I've ever seen a beard this blue. That's pretty good.
They're shining in these streets.
This is pretty good.
I win free jerseys. You know what I mean? I get bonus tickets every day. We pick your boy out the crowd, bro. I be shining. You know what I'm saying?
All right, O.
Now I got people texting me. Uncle Jamie texts me. He's like, "Wait, you doing anything for the fight?" Now maybe I should have a fight party. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to let you know right now. I ain't having no fight party.
Who's in the party? You?
Yeah, me and the kids and the wife. Yeah, I ain't having no fight party.
Oh, man.
I actually got to get home tomorrow night in time for the fight. I won't even see all the preliminary fights.
No?
No, I got to get back. Well, the fight doesn't start to what, 11, 11:30?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'll be home by then.
My worry is that I'll be asleep by then if I don't have people over.
Tell you what you got to do. You got to record it.
Yeah.
Believe me, in the past, I have fallen asleep before the fight started and woke up mad as hell.
I would have
Oh, no, I don't believe I've just missed this fight I paid for.
Yep. Well, you can watch it over a 24-hour period. I think you have access to it on demand, too, right?
You do?
Think so.
I never knew that.
Well, I think so.
I just record it.
Got a door and window. Their big winter sales event going through the end of February. Get in right now.
Or I go to Facebook and somebody has it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I may or may have not been on Periscope looking for stuff like that before.
Right. Somebody's illegally showing it.
Unconfirmed.
Yes.
Got a door and window, 40% off for the rest of February, but you got to get in right now. Call them. All windows and doors, 40% off. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. Give me the Schmidt call. This is number 500. It is off of Don Robinson. This thing that I was looking at was wrong. Number 500, Three River Stadium, early in the season. It was his fifth home run of the season, but it was number 500. I don't know which call you have, but go ahead and play it there, Jackaroo.
3-0 pitch. Swing a long drive. There it is. Number 500. The career 500th home run for Michael Jack Schmidt. And the Phillies have regained the lead at Pittsburgh 8-6. And the Phillies dugout comes swarming out to home plate.
8-6.
You thought I wasn't gonna pull the Harry call?
Well, I didn't know if that was widely available online.
Well, the first one I had was the not Harry call.
It was Andy
Musser. Yeah, I was furious. So I had to go find the real call.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm
furious.
I didn't know which one you were gonna go
furious.
To. Yeah, I wish I could have seen that one. I would take that over Miracle on Ice, seeing Michael Jack hit his 500th.
Sorry, Bill.
That's just me. Randy in Delaware. Randy, what do you wish you saw?
What's happening? All right, I'm that crazy guy that was telling you about the fight you didn't know have a clue about. Ike, you remember this one. Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hitman Hearns, man.
Oh, man, that was where Hearns looked like he was going to be dead in the first round, and he ended up knocking out Hagler, right?
No, other way.
Other way
correct.
Around.
Correct.
Yes. No, the other way around.
Hearns got knocked out.
Yes, but he's right. Hearns.
Hearns killed him early, and then Hagler withstood it. And that's the one where Tommy Hearns was like falling all over the place.
Yeah, they tell you, they say it's the best 6 minutes, best 6 minutes in boxing history, those two guys
best
going at it.
Best 6 minutes in boxing history, Ike. And here's something else. I called a couple weeks ago, Ike, and you wish my wife well. She's getting out of the hospital Wednesday with her heart surgery.
Okay.
So she's back here in Delaware, so she's recovering nice. But you can come here to my house so you don't have to pay for it if you want to, Ike. You come here, we'll have the party here. I got a bunch of Eagle fans down here in Delaware. And something else, you're talking about my coach, Mr. Marks, I'm from North Carolina, born and raised.
Uh-oh.
My daddy was from up here, and that's why I'm an Eagles fan. Been an Eagles fan my whole life, but I was born and raised in Carolina. I'm a big Tar Heel fan. Don't be talking about Roy like.
No, your big Tar Heel fan coach has your team at 10-16 right now. So,
well, that's one time in how many? We can't be great every year.
Hey, Randy, I was born in North Carolina, too. What part of North Carolina were you born in? Where were you born at in North Carolina?
Wilkes. Up in the top western corner.
Okay, right here. Jacksonville, North Carolina. Camp Lejeune, right on the Naval Base.
I was stationed at Fort Bragg myself.
That's where my dad was at. My dad was down there.
There you go. All right, any restaurants you guys like down there that you want to talk about? Rest stops?
Waffle House, man.
There's a couple of them. Depends on where you're at, though. We used to go to the Flaming Lug down by Fort Bragg. That's where we always hung out.
There you go.
The Flaming Lug.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. That's awesome. Yeah, get Roy. I'm so sick of Roy Williams. I'm sick of Krzyzewski. I'm sick of Roy Williams. Jackie, you with me here?
Come on, Jack.
I can't stand Roy Williams. I give Krzyzewski a hard time just because it's fun to do because he's Duke.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
Coach K's a hell of a coach. Roy Williams, I get him the hell out of here ASAP. I can't stand
him. Hold on, what did he win? Two titles?
Yeah, two titles.
Does he have two titles?
Based on recruiting, and the recruiting the Carolina name.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's put Coach K at Hofstra somewhere and see how many titles he wins. You need recruits, John. That's what college basketball is. That's what college sports is.
Being recruited to Carolina. They're being recruited to Carolina. Krzyzewski is Duke. Roy Williams isn't Carolina. Roy Williams is lucky to be at Carolina. Krzyzewski needs Duke.
He played at Carolina, I think.
Yeah, I think he did, too.
What are you talking about? He played there.
Chris in Jenkintown has a theory on the NFL. Chris, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
All right.
What's up, Chris?
All right. So I have a theory for how the NFL should go about expanding the schedule. So how do the owners make most of their money? Revenue comes from tickets or TV?
TV.
Comes from TV. So yes. The issue isn't that there aren't enough games. The issue is that there's not enough TV slots.
Yep.
So rather than add a 17th game, they add an 18th week. Every team gets two buys. We get an extra week of watching football. Players get an extra week of rest. Owners get more money. It's a win-win-win.
I love it.
You're saying just keep 16 games, just add an extra bye week. Yeah,
I'm in. I love it.
Yeah, that's the last thing I want.
Exactly. And then we add another bye between the regular season and the playoffs.
Right.
So the Super Bowl is the day before President's Day, so we have that day off.
Yeah. Here's the thing I would love to do, Chris. I hate bye weeks, period.
Yeah, but it's more football. It's more fantasy football.
Huh?
More opportunities to watch the NFL. I love bye weeks. I like when the Eagles don't play.
I hate when the Eagles don't play. Are you kidding
me? Yes.
What kind of person
like about
bye weeks?
What are you talking about?
What's going on?
How the hell I wake up on a Sunday and I can't watch the Eagles?
I can't wait to watch the Eagles today.
That is the worst Sunday of the football season.
I like the bye week because
I'm a softie.
I can concentrate on watching the NFL. And
I'm
an
idiot.
Watch Red Zone all day. It's nice to be able to take a week off from going crazy about the Eagles.
No, it's not. I want to go crazy every freaking week.
No, what are you, Cowboy fiend?
It's nice to take off and be able. It's nice to take off and be able to enjoy Red Zone from 1 p.m. till 7:30. If the Eagles play at 1 o'clock, then I gotta watch the post game show, and then I'm leaving the post game show because I want to watch Red Zone, and then I gotta go back and I gotta watch the post game. Then I gotta be—I'm angry about stuff.
Did you just say you like when the Eagles don't play?
What is wrong with you? I love bye weeks for the Eagles. Seriously?
Oh my God.
I'm not saying have the Eagles only play 14 games. No, I'm saying 16 games for the Eagles and then two bye weeks so I can enjoy my NFL.
No, I want 17 games. Stop, man. You're your drops. I want 17 weeks with no bye weeks.
Yeah, I know
How
you
about
do.
That?
No, I don't need that.
Bye weeks. The more football, the better.
I actually like an extra bye week. It makes a lot of sense. Seriously, like, who cares? You get one in the beginning, you get one in the end. It allows the Thursday night football, a team that's playing on Thursday night football, maybe they're coming off of one of those bye weeks. If you have to go over and play in London, it evens the playing field out for the travel things.
John, once this season starts, if I don't see the Eagles once every 7 days, I'm going to kill somebody.
All right, well, that's
the worst time of the year for me is the bye week. It's the worst time of the year for me is the bye week. Hate the bye week. The sooner we do it, the better. There's nothing worse than a bye week at week 8, 9, 10.
That's the best
I don't want a damn bye week during that time. Give me the bye week early so I can get 12 straight weeks of football.
I like the bye week shortly before October, like at the end of October, when you got to go to the pumpkin patch. So I don't have to worry about, you know what I mean? That's the best time for a bye week so you can go buy the pumpkin.
Jack, get your guy, man. Get your guy, man. He's made all type of comments this week.
You'd rather go pumpkin pitch.
I don't know what is going on with him this week. He doesn't want more football. He hates Joel Embiid.
Tom Brady's not good.
He wants two bye weeks. Tom Brady is the bottom third of the league. Like, what is going on with you this week?
No. By the way, you guys are stone wrong on this bye week thing. Uncle Jamie agrees. He says
no one knows who Uncle Jamie is. There's like two people on this show.
He's my uncle. Mental break. I love a bye week. I'm always worried the Eagles are going to lose. It's a mental break. I agree.
Mental break.
Yes, it's nice
watching football.
Exactly. It's 1 week. Yeah, it's one game a week.
Yeah, but
you got 6 days to have a mental break.
But here's the thing, and you're, right now you're showing why I'm right on Tom Brady, because I study the league every week to where guys are just worried about the Eagles because you're doing pregames and postgames and you're down there or whatever. I'm studying Tom Brady's play. I'm an insider when it comes to watching the NFL, Ike.
You are?
888-729-9494.
First thing I said about you when I met you.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, you are? Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And
okay.
The XFL, because we have our XFL
locks
coming up, Ike.
Damn right.
Should I log them this week or no?
By the way, the winner of...
Yes, log the picks, Jack.
Yes. Yes, you should have. Yes, you should.
What are you talking about?
You should have and you should. By the way, the
can't
the
wait
winner,
to go 0-4 this weekend.
The winner of no chance. The winner of get rid of that guy will win a $50 gift card to Razor Bar. They have locations in Wayne and Collegeville. It's where I get my haircut, and you can get $10 off your first haircut. Just mention WIP when you go in there. It's an amazing spot. Best haircut you're gonna get. Razor Bar. Check them out. We'll come back. We got phone calls. On the other side, we'll get back in there. What is this, Jack? There's a major event happening at the halftime of the Sixers game on Monday?
Major event.
I don't even know what it is. 888-729-9494. Find out coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies.
Hey, the Sixers and the Bucks are facing off, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the game. Now, for every 1,000 fans who bet on Philly to cover, they'll move the line 1 point in Philadelphia's favor. Now, there's no limit to how good this line can get. We won't stop until fans stop betting. Now, best of all, you can bet today, and we'll cover your bet at whatever the line lands. By tip-off, just sign up and place your bet in the spread the love market. To qualify, don't forget to use promo code ICE so they know that we sent you. That's FANDUEL.com/sportsbook. Promo code ICE, that's IKE. Sign up today and place your bet on Philly in the spread the love market. And don't worry, everyone gets the final spread no matter when you bet. Download FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today. And again, don't forget to use promo code Ike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.